That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. After Lum's success in tracking down the person to blame for the death of Ira Hodgkin's prize bull, and thus absolving Abner, Lum decided to become a detective. However, his first case turned out badly when the missing wallet he was hunting wasn't lost at all. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, how are you getting along with your job today? Has a hurried lunch resulting in a touch of acid indigestion slowed you down since morning? Well, if it has and you don't feel like yourself, don't forget Alka-Seltzer. Remember, when you use Alka-Seltzer for a touch of acid indigestion, you help yourself to two kinds of relief. You see, it neutralizes excess gastric acidity and at the same time actually helps settle an upset, on-edge stomach. No wonder, then, so many wise, busy people alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. But to be able to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer, you must have a package of these comfort-bringing tablets always handy. Yes, for fast relief, Alka-Seltzer is just the thing you want. So ask your druggist for it, either in the package or in the glass at the soda fountain. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store. Lum is working over some kind of plan. Listen.
Come here, Abner, and look at this.
Huh?
Right here.
What you got there?
I want you to tell me what you think of these plans.
For the land's sakes, what's that you're doing? Looks like you've been playing tic-tac-tat, sir.
I just told you what it is. It's plans for changing this place of ours into a department store.
Well, department store?
Why, sure. Yeah. There ain't a single department store in Pine Ridge, is it?
Well, no, you mean you're going to let folks live here in the store?
No. Well, there's just two stores here, ours and Dick Huddleston's.
Well, I know that.
Of course, there's Ed Beckley's drugstore, but none of them's a department store.
Oh.
So I figured there's a wonderful opening here for some kind of a department store.
Yeah, ain't no lighthouses in town either, but I wouldn't want to put one up.
Well, this is different, though.
Well, what about your detective office you was going to open?
Well, the thing to do is to put in a department store.
Yeah, Mom, I said, what about your detective office?
Abner, if it's all the same to you, I'd just rather not discuss that.
Yesterday, you claimed you were going to take up that work permanent.
Well, I've changed my mind.
Is it on account of the only case you had was hunting for Cedric's wallet when it weren't even lost?
No, that ain't it.
That sure was peculiar, you know. You standing there studying the wallet so you could identify it, and you done found it.
And let's just drop that subject.
And the peculiar part of all was when you lost it yourself.
I never lost it.
You did,
I just happened to put it in my own pocket by mistake.
Oh.
Lots of brainy fellers are absent-minded that way.
Well, come to think of it, I don't blame you for giving up that detective work, Lum.
Well, I'd have made just as good a detective as anybody, but I don't believe there's much money in it.
There is if you keep putting wallets in your pocket that way.
Yeah, but you don't always have wallets to work on.
No.
Besides, I believe this is a better idea I got now.
Well, anything be better than that detective thing, I know that.
See, I figured it when you come right down to it, when you scrape all of this glitter and glamour off of us, we're merchants at heart.
Yeah, what that we got on us now?
Glitter and glamour.
Well, I never noticed that. We better get that stuff off, huh?
Me and you started in as merchants, and that's the only thing that's kept us going. All these big ideas we have, we come right back to the store. And that's what we ought to stick to. That's why I think we ought to take our little old store here and make it into a big department store.
I don't see nothing glittering on me, Lum.
Look, stop brushing yourself. It ain't nothing that you can actually see. Just listen to what I'm saying.
Well, go ahead. I'm listening. I don't see it, though.
We've sort of let the store run down. It's time we did something about it. Special with the post-war area coming on.
Huh.
Business is liable to expand then, and we won't be ready for it. So I figured a department store is what we need.
Well, how are we going to make a department store out of this? We ain't got no elevator.
Well, what do we need with elevators? We ain't got but one floor.
All the department stores I ever seen's got 'em.
Well, that'd look fine. Get people in an elevator and not have no place to take them. Get them up in the air there and open the door and somebody step out and break their neck.
Well, no, if we're going to put in elevators, I think we ought to have another floor.
We ain't going to put in no elevators.
How are we going to get them up that next floor, then?
What next floor?
Why, the... Oh.
What I mean by department store, instead of having everything mixed up together like it is now, we can have different departments. Groceries in one section, hardware in another, and women's hats, and a glove counter, and a perfumery counter, and jewelry. And...
We ain't got no jewelry.
We've got pocket knives and alarm clocks. They come under the heading of jewelry.
They do.
And the nice part about it is having a sales girl for each department.
Mom, we don't need no girl for that jewelry department. We ain't got but two pocket knives and one clock. I can peddle them myself.
Well, we can get some beads and watch fobs and some of them elk's teeth. I'll tell you something else that's selling good now. That's them charms for charm bracelets. You know, horses and dogs and ice skates.
Horses and dogs in a jewelry department?
Well, I don't mean big horses. Little ones.
Oh. Shetlands, huh?
No, no, not sure enough horses. Little charms, statues of them. Or not statues. You saw them things women wears on their wrists.
I never saw no woman wearing a horse on her wrist.
Well, I have. Well, they're just little charms made out of gold and silver.
I don't reckon I ever seen them.
Well, it's the latest thing in the way of jewelry. Know that.
Well.
Main thing right now is to get the store divided in departments, so when folks come in here, they can go right straight to the counter where it's at and get it.
Or what's that?
Whatever they're looking for.
Well, how many departments are you thinking on having?
Well, that's what I'm working on now. The main thing I want to do is build a little office up there again, the roof at the back end of the store, so as I can sit up there and watch all the clerks and everything that's going on.
Well, where am I going to be sitting?
You ain't. You're going to be the floor walker.
Floor walker? You mean I've got to walk around with young'uns in my arm here all day?
No, no, not that kind. You get all dressed up and walk around amongst the customers and let them ask you questions.
Well, Lord me, Lum, I don't know many answers. I wouldn't be no good at such as that.
Well, they won't ask you hard questions.
They're liable to.
Just where things is at, mostly. You just stand around and look like your feet hurt till somebody asks you a question, and you smile and say, good morning, what can we do for you?
Smile with my feet hurting, not me.
And then they'll say, whereabouts is the hairpins at? And you'll say, counter 28.
28, huh? Dogger, I better write that down before I forget it.
Well, wait a minute. There ain't no use to write that down, then.
I'll forget it, sure as the world,
well,
if I don't.
Admiral, I don't know that it is 28. Fact is, I don't know where counter 28's at.
Well, I don't either. They see, where's 27? It ought to be close to that somewhere.
I don't know where 27's at, neither.
Well, we better find out before I go telling folks. Ain't no use for me to stand out here if I don't know where stuff's at, Lum.
Well, wait till we get the things arranged in here, and then we'll number all the counters.
Well, I don't know nothing about that floor-walking business.
Well, you'll learn. You'll make a dandy.
You're just saying that, Lum.
Get you dressed up a little. Wish you was bald-headed so you could use a toupee.
Toupee? I thought I was going to walk.
Toupee, a wig.
A what?
You wear them on your head.
An automobile on my head?
Oh, no, a wig. It's hair.
Huh?
Like that Santa Claus outfit I always wear down there at the schoolhouse at the Christmas tree.
No, you don't. No, sir, you can stop right there. You think I'm going to stand around here in this store dressed up like Santa Claus in the middle of the summertime? You got another guest coming.
Well, you don't have to dress up like Santa Claus.
Well, I don't look like him unless I do, Lum.
Well, you ain't supposed to look like him.
Well, who am I supposed to look like then?
A floor walker. All you got to do is wear your Sunday suit for every day. Them overhauls ain't going to look right, I'll tell you that right now.
What's wrong with them? They're brand new. They've been washed but about twice.
Yeah, we'll have to dress ourselves up.
I can be sort of formal, wear striped overalls, if you want me to.
No, that won't do. You've got to have a coronation right in your lapel.
Huh?
I'm going to go dressed up, too, you know.
Yeah, huh?
Of course, they can't see all of me sitting up there in that eagle's nest. But I can wear fancy neckties and maybe a silk hat or a derby.
Eagle's nest?
Oh, I just call it that. Going to be way up high so as I can look down and see that everything's going all right. See that all the money that's took in goes into the cash drawer and stuff like that.
Oh.
I'll build it to look like a big nest. Folks will get to call me Lum Edwards, the eagle of the mercantile business.
Well, you could put it on the chimney and be called a stork if you wanted to.
No, eagle's good enough.
Let's see what...
Big enough bird.
What kind of a bird could I be walking around the floor all the time? How about a roadrunner?
Oh, no.
Abner Peabody, the roadrunner of the mercantile business. Is that pretty good?
It's all right if you want to use it.
Yeah, that's a good enough.
Personal, I think one bird's enough.
No. Well, I could be something else, I reckon. Let's see what would be good. How about being an elephant? That might help me recollect where things is at around here.
No, sir, Evan. The more I think about this, the better it sounds. I can see the store now. People crowding in here, salesgirls dressed in black dresses.
Who's dead?
Well, that's the way they have a costume like that. Little white aprons with lace around the edges of them.
Well,
The departments. Big ladies all ready to wear departments. Plows and wash tubs and horseshoes. Fountain pen department. I grant it's the finest store in Polk County.
Well, it sounds pretty good, Long, but where are we going to get the money to buy all that stuff with?
Well, now, that's a good question, Abner.
Yeah, but what's the answer?
Well, I think I've got that all studied out.
What is it?
Well, I ain't quite got all the details worked out yet, Abner.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to make a little trip into the county seat, and I think I'll be ready to spring my plan on you Monday.
Mom, I don't like that word, spring. You just tell me what this is all about. I've been sprung enough around here by your ideas.
Now, listen, Abner, you got to have more faith in me than that. Just recollect this. Starting Monday, you're going to be in partnerships with the leading eagle of the mercantile business. I've got a idea so big it scares me to death to think about
it. Well, Long has had a lot of far-fetched ideas before, but if he has one now that even scares him, it must be colossal. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Say, friends, did this ever happen to you? Did you ever get up in the morning feeling more tired than when you went to bed, just because most of the night you couldn't go to sleep? Your nerves are on edge because of the lack of sleep, and everything annoys you. Well, friends, when occasional nervous tension causes you to be jittery and nervous and unable to sleep, why don't you follow the example of thousands of other people and try Miles Nervine? Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative that tends to relax nervous tension and permits refreshing sleep. You just can't know what it can do for you until you've tried it. Miles Nervine is sold by all drugstores. Why not get a package from your druggist? Caution, use only as directed. Keep it on hand for the quick relief it offers next time nervous tension causes you to be wakeful, jittery, nervous, and cranky. It comes in either liquid or effervescent tablet form. Ask your druggist for genuine Miles Nervine.